my show member can. This started with listeners betting on show members, and listeners were doing fine. It just got cumbersome, but the name remains the same. But now your show member is you. You bid on how many things you can name from a category of my choosing. Whoever names the most, well, if you bid the highest, you have to name that many.
Okay.
In 30 seconds, you can say wrong answers. That's a dumb strategy, but it doesn't count against you. So if you had to name 7 condiments and you named 9, but 2 of them were wrong, you'd still win. That makes sense, right?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
All right. All right. Hollings.
Yes.
You are first.
Okay.
How many songs, titles, can you name that mention a person's name in 30 seconds?
Oh, boy. 5.
Maitland?
6.
Steve?
7.
Kelly?
8.
Hollings?
9.
Maitland?
I'm out.
Steve?
I'm out.
Kelly?
I'm out.
Hobbings, 9 no, songs crap. That mention somebody's name. On your mark, get set, go.
Not so confident now, are you?
Delilah, Sherry, Sarah.
What?
Oh,
you gotta say the song.
Oh, sorry,
the song.
Help me, Rhonda. Sarah, one. Smile. Oh, Sherry. Delilah is a song by Tom Jones.
Oh yeah, gosh. This is pathetic anyway.
This is,
so you thought you could just say names and then we'd just go, yeah, that's probably in a song.
Yeah, Mark, Fred, Tony, Dolores.
What a cop out that was.
I do like that approach though. That was smart.
It was sort of the assumptive close, like, well, I'm writing this up and looks like you're going to owe us about $13,000.
Yeah, I'm
wait,
really,
what?
Really, I didn't surprised even... you didn't say Eleanor Rigby.
Well, there are probably 1 million songs with women's names in them that
you should have named 9 of them.
Sounds like you only knew about 5 or 6.
I should have said all the other ones that everyone else is thinking of now.
Yeah.
Too.
Hey there, Delilah, Plain White Tees. Mm-hmm. Gosh, come on.
No, he went with Delilah by Tom Jones.
Stan by Eminem, your favorite.
That's not a girl.
Oh, did you say female names?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you did.
I've met plenty of women named Stan.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. Stan can be a girl.
Maitland, how many provinces of Canada can you name?
4.
Steve.
Ooh, boy. 5.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Hobbings.
6.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve.
I'm out.
Hobbings. 6 provinces of Canada. On your mark, get set, go.
Prince Edward Island.
1.
Nova Scotia.
2.
Ontario.
3.
British Columbia.
4.
Montreal. Or Quebec. I'm sorry.
5.
Newfoundland.
6.
Alberta.
7.
Whoa. Wow.
The Northwest Territories.
What?
That's not a province, but Yukon tell it territories. That's all I got.
Now you're just showing
7.
Up.
That's pretty good.
Is Saskatchewan one?
Yes.
Yes.
Saskatchewan.
Well done.
Better than names.
It was a lot better.
Of people.
You know, Newfoundland has like a half, they're like a half time zone ahead of us.
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
Like 30 minutes ahead?
Yeah.
Oh, that is weird. I don't like that.
What the what?
I know. My mind was blown when I heard that too.
Yeah.
Are they the only one that goes on a half hour?
I don't know.
There's 24. Are there 24 and a half time zones?
I remember
there were 24.
This is like a long time ago. I was at our friend Wendy's house for New Year's Eve, and there were people there from Newfoundland. And at 11:30, we celebrated Newfie New Year.
Aww.
And then at 12 o'clock, we celebrated our New Year.
Oh, wow. That's cute.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. This particular category comes from the capital region of New York. How many ways to get a dame's attention can you name in 30 seconds?
Ways to get a dame.
Ways to get a dame's attention, see?
Oh, okay. I'll start with 4.
Kelly.
5.
Hollings.
6.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve.
7.
Kelly.
8 for sure.
Hollings.
Oh, I'm out.
Steve.
I'm out.
Kelly. 8 ways to get a dame's attention. On your mark, get set, begin.
Talk like this. Ladies love it. Whistle through your teeth. Say, hey, kitty cat, let me make that purr. You could pull your shirt up just to slightly show off a nipple.
Okay, 5.
You could do sexual gestures with your hand, like you've got something in it, and then in your mouth.
Dames like that?
Yeah, they love that. You could go up and shake their hair a little bit and tell them to smile.
Oh, good.
They love that.
Six.
Smack them right on the booty.
Seven.
Yep. And then you
Two
could
more.
Strut your stuff by them.
Eight.
And then.
Oh, you were so dang. Close.
One more.
So
man,
close.
That last one I was going to give y'all was the most important one.
Oh, that's too bad.
I guess we'll have to wait
so
for next
sorry,
time.
Sorry, I ran out of time.
That would have been easier if the dames weren't so finicky.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like to shake their hair and tell them to smile.
Talk like this.
Which way to the kitchen, babe?
Make me a sandwich just like I like it.
Yeah, see?
Let's see. Steve
yes.
went first that time.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly.
Yep.
How many unfortunate names for nursing homes can you name in 30 seconds? That one courtesy God. Of Maine.
They all have terrible names.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're going to get worse now. Kelly, how many can you name in 30 seconds?
Four.
Hot wings.
Five.
Maitland. Six.
Seven.
Dang, I'm out.
Hot wings.
Eight.
Mate.
Nine.
Steve.
Ten.
Hot wings.
11.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve.
12.
I'm out.
All right. Steve, 12 unfortunate names.
For nursing homes.
For nursing homes.
Okay.
On your mark, get set, begin.
The Bitter End.
One.
The Cold Place.
Two.
Sunsets.
Three.
End of the Road.
Four.
The Great Beyond.
Five. A Deathplex.
Deathplex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Six.
Cold.
Stone
cold.
Creamery.
Yeah.
No, cold.
Six.
The Step Before the Freezer. Yeah.
Seven.
Hell's Village.
5 feet under.
5 feet under. We don't even dig all the way, you old bag.
Yeah, it's like you're just about yeah. dead.
You're barely under the frost line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Steve, you didn't win, but I enjoyed the ride.
Thank you.
Hot wings.
Yeah.
How many non-Pepsi or Coke soda brands can you name in 30 seconds?
Brands?
Yes. Or flavors.
Okay. I guess I could name five.
Maitland?
So you just can't say Pepsi or Coke? Or is
or
it anything
made by them. So you can't say Sprite, Mountain Dew.
You can't say anything named by them either?
Right.
How many did you say, Howie?
Five.
Six.
Very confident. Steve.
I'm out.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Hot wings.
Seven.
Mate.
I'm out.
Hot wings. I think you're getting it with seven. Seven.
Okay.
Non-Coke or Pepsi soda brands. Begin.
RC.
One.
Let's go Rock and Rye.
Two.
Moon Mist.
Three from Faygo.
Yeah.
Like,
the hell is Moon Mist?
It's knockoff Mountain Dew.
Poverty Dew.
Oh, I've heard of Mountain Holler before.
Oh, yeah, Mountain Holler. That's a good
Four.
One. I think Dr. Pepper is not an actual Coke brand.
Tahitian Treat.
7-Up.
7-Up. That's six.
Continental Cola.
Sorry, we were looking for Diet Right.
Diet Right.
Like gasoline in a bottle.
What about Tab?
Tab was Coke,
was
I think.
Coke,
was
yeah.
it?
Was it? Yeah.
That's not allowed anymore, right?
They just quit making it. I don't think it's not.
I thought
not
it was
allowed.
Like
not allowed.
I thought it was like battery
like
acid
now?
Or something. No, I thought it was like real bad. Bad.
Well, I think the early days it had aspartame in it before like Diet Coke came out. Like
and that's where they put all the Tylenol that had poison in it after yeah. they
all right.
stopped making it.
It was,
man,
it
sodas
was a bad
were wild back
substitute.
In the day. Coke
you
had
could
cocaine
do anything.
In it. Put it in a can, label it something cool, people drink it.
I don't even think you need a cool label. No one was like, Tab, what's that? That sounds like a bill.
Look at that salmon colored can.
That really is a terrible
wasn't
name.
It like salmon colored or pink
mm-hmm.
or something?
It's pink.
Mm-hmm.
Maitland.
Yeah.
How many board games can you name? Real board games.
Five.
Steve.
Six.
Kelly.
Eight.
Whoa.
Y'all know
this
I
is
love
your
my
wheelhouse.
Board games.
Yeah, you play all of the big ones like Sorry and
Trouble.
Yep.
All the Shh, all stop the, giving them away.
All the brainy ones.
Ah,
Wings.
I'm out.
Mate. Higher than eight.
Nine.
Okay. Steve.
No. I'm out.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Oh.
What a dirty trick, Maitland. Eight real board games begin.
Okay. Monopoly. Sorry.
Two.
Trouble.
Three.
Hues and Clues. That one's really fun.
I don't believe you that's a thing.
It is. It's really, really
rhyme.
Fun.
Four.
Operation.
Five.
Pretty Pretty Princess.
Oh, I remember six. That. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Two more.
Twister.
Seven.
And...
Call Twister a board game.
I would.
You lay a board on the ground.
Yeah, you gotta spin that little spin.
It's hard of a man.
It's a tarp game.
It's plastic.
Yeah, if I had said name one tarp game, you'd have won. Yeah,
Chutes and Ladders, Life.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Candyland. God bless America.
Heck.
Risk. Yeah. You know you played Risk with your sisters Clue? All the time.
Battleship.
Battleship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Boy, it's amazing how intrinsic within children it is to cheat at Battleship. We all did it. Like, yeah, no, you'd missed again. Really?
Or just peeking over the little wall.
Yeah. Oh, God. I watch my kids play, and they are just six cheating buttholes. It is. I'm like, I don't know what. You guys want me to? No, I'm not playing Battleship with you.
I was playing Chutes and Ladders with my daughter last week, and yeah. I was happy to see that she is a hopper and not a slider when it comes to moving your
I know
moving your piece.
A very important thing to you.
Yeah,
you
got to tap.
A board game that y'all would like, especially with your older boys, Free Beer and Hot Wings, is Splendor. Splendor is cool. You like trade jewels and stuff. It's a Ooh. Really, really neat board game.
Have you played Throw the Burrito?
No, what? That's amazing. Throw Burrito?
Throw Burrito, yeah.
That's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, is
with
it?
Kids, it's like yes. hot potato.
Hughes and Clues is great. It's a board that
Still
you have.
Think you're making it up.
No, it's got the entire like color gradient on okay. it. And then you draw a card, and it's got four different colors you can choose from, and it tells you where it's at on the grid. So you, as the judge, know what color you've picked, and you have to describe it with, I think the first round, you describe it using one word. So like if you picked a certain shade of green, you would say Shrek, and everyone else has little pieces that they have to put on the color that they think is Shrek. And then if everybody, you as the judge, can look at it, and if there's somebody who's close or spot on, whatever. Or you can then use two words to describe it. So then you could say like
Shrek's balls.
Yes. And then that could get them
darker.
Like, and then they put them in different spots. And then you have a little square thing that you put over the color you picked. And then everyone who's within a certain range of the color gets a certain amount of points.
That sounds pretty fun.
It's very fun. You play it with your artsy friends.
Has anyone played Exploding Kittens?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a fun game. Mm-hmm. All right. That's the end of our game recommendation. Let's see. Hughes and Clues is hilarious, especially if your dad's colorblind like ours, this person says.
I was going to say, it seems like a mean up. Game for the disabled.
Just torturing people. That is brutal.
Hey, here's a game you can't play. We're going to play it.
Let's see. Oh, last one.
Okay.
Stripper names have been kind of stuck in neutral for a while. Like it's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get some new ones. New stripper names for the 2020s. Maitland, how many can you name?
Five.
Steve?
Six.
Kelly?
Seven.
Yeah,
probably eight.
Howings? Yeah. Okay. Maitland?
Nine.
Steve? I'm out.
Kelly?
Ten.
Howings?
I'm out.
Maitland?
I can't go more than 10 without swearing, so I'm out.
Okay. Kelly, 10 new stripper names. On your All mark, right. get set, go.
Licorice.
One.
Bugatti.
Two.
That's
a good one.
That is.
Bugatti makes big tips.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Tips.
Iced tea. Sweet peas.
Sweet peas.
Sweet peas. Yeah, that's good. Avocado
like
toast.
Okay,
are you just
yeah.
naming what's in your fridge?
Leftover turkey.
She's very
what's going on?
Well, I'm trying to think of things like candy that are more up to date.
Oh.
So hot Cheetos.
Ooh, candy jams.
Ooh, Takis.
Oh.
Takis is a good stripper name.
That was eight.
Uggs.
Uggs, yes. They're very in right now.
Uggs.
Athleta. God,
what a gross-sounding yes. strip club this is.
Please, yeah. welcome to the stage. Uggs.
Uggs McGee.
Root for Uggs Jugs.
All those brands Takis that are really
taking
cute.
Your tips.
Yes, that I can't afford. No.